is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. So, this is what I have for you guys today. I have a way you can get free Burger King for life. You may have to move to another country and get pregnant by a soccer player, but you'll get free Burger King for life. I also have a missed connection. I also have, what else do we got for you guys today? Oh, I also have some advice on how you can get 50 years in jail. I don't know why you'd want to get 50 years, but it's just a little bit of advice on how you can get 50 years. But before I get to any of that random stuff I'm going to tell you about, and that may change because I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about Darwinism as well. It's survival of the fittest. A man in L.A. climbed to the top of a freeway sign, you know, the sign to say where you get off at on the freeway. He climbed to the top of the sign, took all his clothes off and started dancing up there to make a music video. They shut down the freeway to save his life. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that when I get to that as well. However, this is something I kind of want to address. Per usual, I have, you know, thoughts that I like to tell you guys about that have been on my mind in a way. So I recently changed gyms because I wanted to go swimming with the swimming pool. Knees been bothering me a little bit. Want to do some water aerobics, take a little bit of pressure off the knee, work on the cardio in the pool. So I changed gyms. I've been spending a lot of time in the pool. What I noticed in the pool area, near the pool, I haven't seen this sign anywhere else. I haven't seen this sign in the parking lot. I haven't seen this sign on your way to the pool. I haven't seen this sign in the locker room. I haven't seen this sign anywhere else but near the pool. The sign says, if you may have, at any time within the last 14 days had diarrhea, please do not come in the pool. If you've had diarrhea within the last 14 days, please do not get in the pool. So if you have, basically what they're saying is if you have had diarrhea within the last 3 days, you can't come in here for about 11 more days. You have to be 14 days diarrhea free before getting into the pool. Now, here's my problem with the sign. I believe that anyone, I'm not judging anybody. This is my thoughts. Anybody that has had any remnants of the situation, we'll just call it the D's. Anyone who has had the D's or the runs, whatever you call it in your culture, anyone that has had those and they get all dressed and suited and booted and get to the pool and they read that sign, I have a feeling it might be too late for all of us. It might be too late. If I'm in the, here's the thing, me as a pool goer, I'm going to need someone to put that sign in the locker room so people can see it before they change, or put it in the parking lot just in case someone's driving there just to get in the pool, because I have a very strong inkling that there's people willy-nilly showing up, seeing that sign, and they're like, whatever, I'm already here. I'm getting it. It's just too late for that sign. I think it's too late. And I think it's also one of those common sense things where, you know what, hey, you can't get in here. You should know better. But to have it right then and there, people are probably like, oh, you know what? Oh, it's been 11 days. Oh, it's been 3 days. And it's not. And I know what you guys are doing by having the whole 14-day thing. You're having a huge window. So people are like, well, you know what? I think it's been about 3 weeks. I'll be okay. Having a huge window separates anyone that's had it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Days within that situation. I see what you guys are doing by having that, trying to keep, make sure they're completely clean. The problem is this: disgusting people don't think in that way. Disgusting people think like this: it was 7 days ago, good enough. It was 3 days ago, good enough. Who's gonna wait 2 weeks? How am I counting 14 days? And I feel like people are just willy-nilly getting in the pool within 14 days of their situation. I need you guys to have it like this. Put that sign in the parking lot or start checking people or something, because it's just too late for the sign. You know what? They do this on airplanes, kind of. Actually, they do a way better job on airplanes. This is what they do. On the airplane, they still tell you there's no smoking on the airplane. Still, they still tell you that when you get on the airplane. Then, when you get to the bathroom, there's another sign that says, no smoking in this airplane. Now, for smokers, for people that have that particular need, I feel like if you didn't tell them that at first, when they first got on the plane, and common sense didn't tell them you can't smoke on the plane, if common sense didn't tell them that and they got all the way to the bathroom to roll up whatever they're going to roll up or light whatever they're going to light up or use whatever type of utensil it takes to inhale whatever they need to inhale, I feel like at that point they're going to say, you know what? I'm already here. I'm embarrassed to say, but I know a colleague that attempted to do this on an airplane. He was kicked out, blackballed, blacklisted, whatever it takes, whatever. You know what? And it was a colleague from a long time ago, because, you know, people say they can judge you by your friends. This isn't someone I know anymore. This was several years ago, maybe a decade ago. Seems like a really stupid idea. I don't know if he was warned prior to getting on the plane. I don't make excuse for grownups. I'm just saying it's good that the airplane tells people at first, like, hey, there's no smoking on here. So if you're thinking about it, don't do it. And people are like, oh, man, I guess I can't smoke on the plane. You know, then when they go to the bathroom, they get the reminder, can't smoke on this plane. But if you're some nasty individual that's been wilding out, drinking a bunch of prune juice, drinking a bunch of stool softener tea, eating a bunch of prunes, eating a bunch of oatmeal, then I have a feeling and you're just not feeling really good. Didn't have a good day at work in the facilities, in the laboratory, if you will. I have a feeling that you're going to show up to the gym and then say, you know what? It's been 10 hours. I'm good. 14 days, 14 hours. It's the same thing. I have a feeling that you'll do that. So I feel like you guys should change the sign. You should just text that sign or just put it in the pool where the locker room is at while that person's changing. They can see it, because I'm telling you, if I get in that water one day and something weird hits me in my face, I'm suing everybody. Everybody's getting sued. Even the kids in the kids center are getting sued. Sued, I tell you. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a brief commercial break. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys about how you can get Burger King for life. Free Burger King forever. You'll never have to pay for it. You'll never have to pay for it. I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented by and on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs. So as promised, I said I was going to tell you guys how you can get basically free Burger King forever. All you have to do is kind of move to Russia and kind of get pregnant by a soccer player during the World Cup, and Burger King will give you and your baby free Burger King for life. Not really free Burger King, but a lifetime supply of Whoppers, like a lifetime supply. You know what's so interesting though? Here's what got me about it. There were women running around trying to get pregnant by soccer players, so they had to pull the ad. Right? Now, that's really responsible of Burger King, because it's like, whoa, you know what? This is out of hand. I don't really know what they expected to happen, though. I mean, did you think that people weren't going to try to get free Whoppers for life? I don't know about the rest of the world, but I have a feeling that the distance, but I'm not really one of these people that has a problem with people making a whole bunch of money, because I'm a proud capitalist myself. My dream is to be overpaid. But it seems like the distance between the have and have nots, the gap is growing bigger and bigger everywhere. So I don't really know why people wouldn't be trying to get free Whoppers. I'd be trying to get a free Whopper. Why wouldn't you be trying to get free food for the rest of your life? Why are you're surprised that people are just going to go out willy-nilly hunting soccer players, like hunting them, really, like baller alert. This is an interesting thing, though. I wonder if Burger King said, hey, you know what? This is irresponsible for us to do this. We shouldn't do this. This is wrong. Because we've got people trying to have sex with soccer players, and it's wrong. People are trying to get pregnant by people with a whole bunch of money and use them because it's wrong. It's extortion, and it's wrong. We can't have people having sex with people for to gain profit or to gain capital. It's wrong. And Burger King stood up for everybody. Took the ad down. This is out of hand. I have a question. Isn't that kind of what happens all over the U.S.? I don't know about other countries. So maybe like Russia is just a little bit more, maybe they're a little bit, kind to their celebrities than we are here. Because we have shows out here. We have a show called Basketball Wives. It's about women that date basketball players or have dated basketball players. Some of them are basketball ex-wives. But we also have a website called Baller Alert, where you can find out where the ballers are at, so you can go out and, you know, find yourself a baller. These websites and ventures are primarily catered to women, because for some reason, I guess men, we can't just go out there and just, I guess Beyonce doesn't want me. I can't go out and say, hey, Beyonce, Rihanna, what's poppin'? Like, I guess it doesn't really work that way. It doesn't work that way. I don't know why. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if there's a website where guys can go be groupies for WNBA players. I'm not sure. Maybe there is. I haven't Googled it. Who am I? I don't know. But I just think it's interesting that they pulled this thing in Russia. They pulled the ad because it was causing people to go out and hunt athletes to have babies with them and get pregnant, when I feel like that happens here anyway. Like, is Russia just better? Is Russia just better than us? I just found that really crazy that it's like, no, we have to pull this ad. This is wrong. People are out here trying to get pregnant for Whoppers. Is it that bad in Russia? Is it that bad? Are people that get pregnant for Whoppers, or do soccer players not make that much money? Because I would assume if they ran an ad and people ran an ad and said, hey, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to run an ad. And if you get pregnant by NBA player, you get free toys from Toys R Us. Toys R Us is bankrupt, right? But we'll just say Toys R Us. If you get pregnant by an NBA player, we'll give you free toys from Toys R Us. I feel like people would say, I'm going to get pregnant by an NBA player just so I can have the bread anyway. That's what I would think that people would do. That's what I would assume what was going on. One would get that. Isn't that why? I mean, some of these dudes have like 15 kids by 18 baby mamas. Is that why? I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. All I know is, soccer players must not make that much bread if the Whopper is the incentive. Lifetime Whoppers are the incentive? Burgers are the incentive? When you say lifetime, what do you mean by lifetime? Do you mean that there'll be a guy that comes and drop them off in my house every day? Or do I get a coupon to just go in there whenever I want to go in there? I have more questions about this. What exactly does Lifetime Whoppers entail? Is it my life? I think, well, it did say for you and your baby. So is it just me and my baby until my baby's no longer a baby? Or does my seed get Lifetime Whoppers too? Because if my seed gets to eat forever, that could possibly be a good look. But they're Whoppers, though. Forever? I don't know. Are these rights transferable? I'm not sure. I have more questions I want to know. I'm proud of Burger King for pulling the ad, and I'm proud of Russia for maybe having them pull the ad, but it kind of makes me feel a way about the U.S. because we're out here willy-nilly just letting anybody get pregnant for any reason, and everything's just fine. For Whoppers, for hot dogs, for houses, for Bentleys, for cars, I feel like Americans, we kind of have a way where I feel like we may be a little bit above a Whopper, though. I feel like that ad wouldn't go well in America. Like, hey, find a mechanic from Jiffy Lube, and if you get pregnant by a mechanic from Jiffy Lube, then you'll get free Whoppers for life. Nah, I'm cool. But you get to eat forever. Nah, I don't really know if I want Whoppers that bad. I'm going to have to pass. But apparently in Russia, it's what's up. That's the thing to do. People are running around. Well, they were. I feel like if I was that hungry, I'd be kind of upset that the ad was pulled. I think I'd be a little bit disappointed in my country. I'd be a little let down because I feel like as soon as that ad popped off, because hey, you need to know this. If that ad ever ran for like men, it was like, hey, if somehow, you know what, there's no right way for me to give that example. No right way at all. So I'm going to skip that part. I'm going to skip that part. We're not going to do it. I was going to try to finesse it for you guys, but nope. I'm smarter than that today. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I get back, I'm going to tell you guys about how I said Darwinism earlier, but that might be a little too complex. So I'm going to say let nature take its course. And I feel like in certain situations, we may just have to let nature take its course. And it may sound mean right now, but when I get back and tell you the story, then maybe you'll have a better understanding by what I mean. Give me about a minute or two. I'm going to play a quick commercial. It won't be a minute or two. I think it's a little bit longer than that. I've never lied to you often, so I'm not going to start lying now. But I'm going to take a brief commercial break. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you about why we should just let nature take its course sometimes. Because sometimes we just have to let people just end up in the situations that the universe wants them to be in. I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC, Invicta FC, Bellator, and ONE Championship, we got the fights covered. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network, where we fulfill all of your podcasts and needs. Now, I was talking a little bit earlier about letting nature take its course. And here's the thing. This was Wednesday. A guy, he goes by the name of Defree. He climbed a LA freeway sign in his boxers, in his shoes, and just danced on the freeway sign. And basically they had to shut down traffic. A bunch of rescuers climbed to the top of the sign to make sure that he was okay. He said that he was quoted as saying, "Fight pollution, not each other. Give a hoot, don't pollute." And basically people were driving by yelling, they were yelling, "Shoot him," things like that, of that nature. Because if you don't know, traffic in LA is really bad. Like, it's pretty bad. And what ended up happening was the freeway was shut down for several hours. And this is what happened. He was jumping around, and they closed the whole freeway down. They put inflatables under the sign so that he can get down, so that if he did fall, then he wouldn't, you know, hurt himself. Right. At first, when I first saw the video of it, I was like, wow, this guy is incredibly industrious to figure out a way to close lanes and inflate his own bags. I'm gonna tell you why I thought this too. I was like, wow, this guy's incredibly industrious to do this. How do you close the freeway and get these bags out here to like record himself doing this? Because that's what I thought happened. I watched the whole video and turns out he climbs the freeway. They close the freeway and inflate the bags for him so that he doesn't hurt himself. Because my first thought was like, why would anyone inflate? Why would anyone stop? Because, I mean, I guess you have to shut the freeway down, right? But do you? Here's my thing. I'm not saying let somebody die. I'm also not saying don't stop someone from letting themselves die. Now, I'm not saying either one of those things. I'm just saying that because what ends up happening, he's up there for like 4 hours, right? The whole freeway is just backed up. He does a backflip off of the sign, lands on this inflatable thingy. I mean, they arrest him immediately, take him to jail. And he's probably fined or something. Like, they let him go. And I just think that, I think if you take off all your clothes and you're only wearing your boxers and you climb to the top of something, and that something is a freeway sign, over a freeway, during rush hour, on top of cars, and you choose to dance up there in front of cars, and cars don't just stop on their own. I don't really have a good way to say this, guys. I think we just leave him there. I think you just leave him there. I think you have a couple police officers come by and just make sure, like, when something happens, there's an ambulance there. But I feel like you just leave him there. Right? Because, I mean, what's the... And here's the thing. Here's the thing, too. I want to take this time to just respect and, like, thank police officers. Right? Because if I'm a police officer, like, I'm not... This isn't something I want to do today. This isn't really something that I want to be doing. I don't want to be doing this today. Like, I don't really want to. I don't know. Maybe police officers do want to just sit there on the freeway for 4 hours watching somebody dance around in their drawers and then do a backflip off of a sign onto an inflatable and deal with traffic that, like, my wife is probably in for 4 hours. I don't know. It just doesn't seem. It doesn't seem like something you'd want to do as, like, a fire and rescue person. It just doesn't seem like something you want to do. I'd be mad. I'm mad. And I feel like, I'm just saying, I feel like in certain situations, we got to just let nature take its course. Like, you know what? That's God's will. That's just, it's like this. It's like this. You know what? There was one time a baby climbed in to a zoo in cagement. Is that what it's called? Enclosure. Thank you. Jeez. And they shot the gorilla off top because they didn't know what the gorilla was going to do to the baby. Like, the gorilla could just grab the baby and, like, squeeze him. And he could, like, squeeze him like a fruit snack or a pack of fruit snack. And he just, baby would explode. Who knows? That's too graphic. Sorry I said that. Who knows? There was this other time when a grown-up climbed into a tiger cage and got attacked by a tiger. And everyone started criticizing the tiger. Now, for the baby, I get it. Like, you probably have to shoot that gorilla because it's a baby. Baby doesn't know any better. Baby just climbed into the gorilla enclosure. Baby don't know no better. Baby thought the gorilla was his friend. But as an adult, when you climb into the tiger cage, you didn't get attacked by the tiger. The tiger almost got attacked by you. So the tiger was protecting himself. And that's just nature taking its course. Just nature taking its course. But no, what happened? They blamed the tiger. I don't think they put the tiger to sleep, but... there was some consequence for the tiger. I think they suspended his license, said he couldn't eat any more Frosted Flakes, took away his golf clubs, that type of stuff. For this freeway, the freeway is kind of like a tiger, sir. The freeway is like a tiger, sir. So if you climb up the freeway enclosure, why can't I not say that word? If you climb up the freeway enclosure and you choose to boogie and dance and boogie and do your protests in your drawers, in your shoes to get attention, then the attention that you should receive is the attention that you deserve at that time. And I feel like they should have just left him up there. Just leave him there. But it's a distraction. It's causing a problem. And he may hurt himself. Well, I mean, come on. Come. And you guys wonder why our fire and rescue people are underpaid. They're incredibly underpaid because to go through all this training and you get somewhere and you got to deal with somebody that's just dancing in their drawers, that's just going to jump off of a sign. It's incredibly disrespectful to my profession. Incredibly disrespectful. It's wrong. Now, I'm not saying let somebody die. I'm also not saying don't not let somebody die. I'm just saying we should have thought this process through a little bit longer before we decided to just rescue this individual. That's all. That's why I was so confused when I saw these inflatable things blown up. Like, we're rescuing him from, I get it. Because the problem is, when it comes to people doing just wild, outlandish things, people are copycats. And when people are copycats, they copy things because there's no instantaneous results. There's no instantaneous consequences, right? If that guy went to the top of the freeway and was boogieing and dancing and getting his boogie on and dancing and polluting and everybody's laughing, driving by honking, and he fell off and let's just say he was separated from himself. No one else would ever do that. Nobody else would ever do that again. But because they put it on the news, and because he got a bunch of YouTube views, and because he considers himself an artist, and because they basically blew up two bouncy houses for him, and then he did a backflip off of the sign onto the bouncy house, and he landed the backflip, by the way. It was pretty cool. I can't do a backflip. He landed the backflip. Don't be surprised if this happens again. Just don't be surprised, because I know for a fact right now, I know that the procedure is, if someone goes on the freeway sign, they light up, they blow up an inflatable thingy under you to be safe. I'm going to do it too. Here's the thing. And don't get me twisted. Whoa. Just let me make something very clear. I'm not criticizing this guy at all, because he played the game completely right. 100% right. He played the game right. If he knew that's how that worked, I see why he did it. 100%. I see why he did it. I'm just saying, for fire and rescue, maybe next time, let's just let him sweat it out a little bit. Let's just let a few days go by and see how he feels before he gets any food. See if he climbs down on his own. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But let's let him sit up there for a while. Maybe he could think about what he's done. Maybe he'll get cold. Maybe he'll get thirsty. Hey, can you ask for me some water? No, you climb down, we'll give you some water. But, I mean, if he knew they were going to blow up inflatable thingies for him, then, I mean, more power to you, Defree. More power to you. I cannot knock your hustle, sir. All I know is that in the future, if you ever do that again, and I'm on the freeway, then just know that I'm probably gonna throw a rock at you, because I don't really like traffic. I understand traffic for certain situations, but for you to just be up on the sign boogieing and dancing, having a good time, doing the moonwalk with your drawers on, I'm not gonna accept it, Defree. Not gonna accept it. Here's the thing. You guys are great. I feel great. I appreciate you tuning in to another episode of the Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Please continue to drive safe. Watch for potholes. Watch for people boogieing on street signs. Watch out for it. It can happen to you. Watch out for it. Watch for potholes. Live long. Prosper. I will talk to you next week.